The world is watching after Israel launched a limited military strike against Iran in retaliation of an attack last weekend. Iran state media says the country's air defense system shot down three drones over the city of Isfahan, where a number of important nuclear facilities are located. For more, let's bring in Steve Hendricks. He is the Jerusalem bureau chief with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Celeste.
Let's begin with what we know about the strike and the damage within Iran.
What we heard in the pre-dawn hours was that booms were reported over central Iran in the province of Isfahan. And then shortly after that, the confirmation from the Iranians that their air defense systems had activated and taken down a suspicious object or objects. And that was kind of it for some time. There was also some reported explosions of that, you know, relatively small magnitude in Tabriz in Iran, and also one in Syria. So in this region, that's not particularly, you know, notable on any given night. But This was clearly what everyone was wondering. These are, as you noted, in the area where Iran's largest nuclear research facility is and a military base. So. We were all up and at it and trying to understand what was going on, but it really took quite some time. The Israeli government has been silent, even more so than usual after strikes like this. But we did finally get confirmation that this was indeed at least the start, and possibly the finish as well, of their retaliation for the massive missile and drone barrage that Iran launched on late Saturday night.
I should mention that the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed there is no damage to Iran's nuclear sites. You mentioned that Israel has been silent. Beyond just the confirmation that this attack happened, have we heard anything else from Iran?
Just a little bit. And also, clearly, this is a very muted response by Iran, too, which is feeding what I would call sort of a growing sense of optimism here that this recent round of exchanges may be done for now. They said that they shot down three small drones, not a very fearsome arsenal. They were unclear about just what damage it did. It seemed like it was near that military base, possibly on that military base. You know, what we're taking away and what analysts here are beginning to say is that, you know, this was calculated to show that Israel could get into the heart of Iran. And the message is, you know, we will if we have to, but we're not doing it tonight.
Is there any difference between what we're hearing from leaders, which, as you say, has been surprisingly muted, and what you hear from civilians living in either Israel or Iran?
I can't speak too much to what the Iranians are saying. We have reporting that says they were anxious in the days leading up to this because of Israel's promises to retaliate. In Israel, you know, the country is just about to settle into the Passover holiday, which is Monday, but sort of unofficially begins tonight. A lot of relief and people I've talked to in social media, there's some pushback from the harder, the more hawkish elements that was not enough of a response to the to the attack from last week. But I would say overall, since the fears of a wider escalation have really gotten so acute lately, that the reaction today has been one of, a pleasant surprise that it wasn't worse.
So the United States has said it is not involved in offensive operations in the region. Did the U.S. have prior knowledge of this?
Well, we don't know for sure. I think we can assume that they did, and there is some reporting to indicate that they had noticed, but it wasn't very far in advance. I'm fairly confident in saying that it may have been a matter of hours before this these drones or whatever they were launched.
So last question for you. The U.S. vetoed today Palestine's request to be recognized by the United Nations as a full member state. However, 12 members of the Security Council voted in favor. The last time Palestine asked for this membership was in 2011, and the resolution never even made it to a vote. Is it possible that the global politics of the region could be changing?
Very possible. I mean, I think that's evidence of the growing anger at Israel for how it's conducting the war in Gaza and the horrifying civilian death toll there. That's been the trajectory for several months here. What was interesting is that suddenly on Saturday night, it seemed to sort of revert back, as it were, with we saw a very surprising coalition of international forces more or less coming to Israel's aid, including Jordan, and other neighbors cleared their airspace, which was, you know, I don't think anyone suggested they were on a Pentagon conference call on how to aid Israel, but it effectively helped the defense against those drones. And so for a moment, Israel felt like it was back in good favor, as it were. But if this Iran tit-for-tat is over, we're all going to revert back to eyes on Gaza and the implications there very quickly.
Steve Hendricks is the Washington Post's Jerusalem Bureau Chief. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.